You're it.
Okay. Welcome to the Town of Cornish Planning Board meeting, a business meeting for Monday, January the 8th, 2024. I'm Les McMaster. E. Burstam's here. Dan Ballacourt, CEO's here. Angel Eastman's here.
Oh my God.
Bob's here. Adam's here. Nancy's here. Who's missing? Ryan's missing. Is that it? Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of guests. Do you have all their names? Or should we have them reintroduce themselves?
Well, let me see. I have Kathy Libby, David Libby, Catherine Fierce.
Ferris.
Excuse me.
Is that right?
Ferris. Yeah. Steve Smith. Did I see him come in?
Yeah.
Wherever he's at.
He's back there. He's hiding.
Ashley Pengry, Mary Pengry, and Mike Chassie. Dan, are you staying or leaving?
For a few minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think I got everybody. Oh, and just a minute. Matt. Thank you.
Well, welcome. Thanks very much. Oh, and here. And here's Ryan right there. Okay.
All right, Mike.
No trouble.
We're all here.
Okay, good. So let's start off with some, what do we want to do here? Communications received. We got something from Colby Spencer about potential business on Secaucus Trail. I sent him, well, you talked to them, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yep.
And what's the plan?
Well, we need him to come in. I mean, it's zoned for what he wants to do, except for that weird part of the licensing. So it's zoned for automotive, but our land use thing doesn't say anything about recycling.
Okay.
Which the recycling is actually part of the licensing.
If I remember correctly, if he was going to get licensed by the state for parts, he also had to have a recycler license.
Correct.
Is that how that works?
Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay.
It was more just an issue of it didn't say it in the ordinance.
So what's there right now? Is it an empty building or?
I'm not sure. Oh. He hasn't been in.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And we don't have the correct address.
And we don't have the correct address for him. So, all right, good. I'll take care of that. I'm going to put off our administrivia stuff until afterwards. We'll let everybody go home and enjoy their dinner. Okay, new business. First up is Ashley Pengry. Ashley, welcome to the planning board. Did you happen to fill out one of these pre-application things?
Yes.
Perfect. If you could. Thank you very
much. Sorry.
No trouble. Okay, this is going to be real informal, and so I don't have to repeat myself three times. Just give us a little overview of what you want to do, and when you want to do it, and anything that you think might be pertinent. This is just conversational at this point.
Well, it's open. It's Cornish Hair Studio, and Bob Libby's duplets are...
The hairdresser thing,
hairdresser,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically the girls from the old Parkview had moved over there. And I've opened it up. It's like a 4-to-5 chair salon.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Excellent. Let me put a date on this thing. Wait. Anybody got any questions? I mean, this is one of those situations where the conditional use permit is next to being issued already. It's a blanket conditional use permit. The only concerns I would have is with hair cutting and that, I guess you'd have to worry about what you're going to do with all your hair. I assume it's on a septic system out there. So, like, be careful with that.
Yeah, the plumbing was all updated, brought up to code.
Okay.
That, so.
Which unit is it?
It's the one that used to be Nikki's 2000. So it's the.
Oh, okay. So it's already
been
there.
Been
yeah.
Salon, yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Good. Okay. Anybody? Any questions going forward? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right.
We'll get looking at this thing.
Do you want to adjust my, I don't know if it matters. My name is A-S-H-L-E-Y.
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
If that matters.
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Oh, misspelled down on.
That's fine. I'm not too worried.
Names always matter.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Sorry.
We'll take care of that. What we'll do is we will, what she needed, change of use is coming from something to something, so we would have to do a change of use.
Right, but how did we decide that worked with that kind of blanket conditional use? Do you still issue a...
I'm going to issue her a permit, but we don't have to go any farther than that.
Then change of use.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get you a change of use and away you go.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. We'll let you know if there are any fees involved. There probably is. But you can take that up. You'll be hearing from Dan.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That takes care of that one. Okay. Next up, Ferris and Libby. What's going on, girls?
Well, we are looking at 26 Main Street, which is currently owned by Matt, sitting behind me.
And we got the letter. You didn't have to attend, but thank you for coming anyhow.
I wanted to say hi.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Arafata would be
Steve.
Yep. And then Dave.
Okay.
What am I, chopped liver?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Okay.
All right. So we are interested in purchasing that building. We have not done yet. Matt still owns it. And what we're looking for is a change of use. It is currently a retail space on the first floor and an apartment upstairs. The apartment would stay upstairs. The first floor we're looking to change to a coffee shop.
All right.
Okay. And then in the future, possibly opening in the evenings as a wine and beer only, having a small bar there.
Okay, I don't know what, if there are any restrictions.
I would defer to the state and the licensing, you know.
That would probably be who you got to convince that it's a good idea. But
yeah, as far as...
I would just vote yes on it.
Yeah. We're in favor, by the way. But
we're getting all over town, so...
Yeah, hey, whatever Bob says, we're good.
So,
like,
beer and charcuterie board. Yeah.
But
where is 26
I think on my end, the number one thing is going to be... public bathroom usage, and what the state is going to require. If you're selling alcohol in-house, do you have to provide a bathroom?
Yes, we do. We booked into it.
So the rules on that is for under 40 seats, you need one bathroom.
Which
you
have.
Which we would absolutely be under 40 seats. I don't even think we'll be able to pull 20 out of that space.
Okay.
It's very small.
Yep.
So one bathroom, 3x6 minimum, which I believe is the size of about the current bathroom
in
there.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And there is room to expand that a little bit if we needed to.
Okay.
So.
And then we'll have to look at the septic usage for the previous owners when it was a back. We'll go back to the ice cream shop, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just got to look at those things before we give you an approval on the second end of that. And I don't know if she told you, but everything's going to be to go.
Yes. So the whole plan for this is we're not even going to put in a grill. We're not cooking anything. Everything is going to be purchase pastries from somewhere, hand them out. We're making coffee. That's about the only thing we're making. And then as far as with beer and wine, you do have to have food. So we're thinking crackers, cheese, meats, like charcuterie type boards. So again, we're not cooking anything. So we're going to have refrigeration and we're going to have drains for sinks.
This is the little blue building next to the toy store?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be real small.
It's going to be cozy.
It's not going to be anything huge, and it's not. It's we kind of look at it as possibly like that waiting area for Lindsay's and Krista's that everybody.
Oh, sure, a little overflow area.
You know, give them your number. They'll call you while you're here. Come have a cup of coffee or whatever. You know, kind of a.
I don't know for sure, but check beforehand. The distance from the church, because sometimes there might be
alcohol licensing
within a certain distance of a church.
So which church are we talking about?
All of them.
All of them. The one across the street, I'm assuming.
The brown one that doesn't.
The white one.
Which is the
one with the big steeple there.
Yeah. Now, Lindsay's has alcohol, though.
But
look
at the entrances. There's a reason why the entrance is where it is.
Oh, okay.
So just look into it. It's not something the town has, it's a state thing.
So tonight is all about just throwing ideas out, making sure we're all in the right direction.
And I actually heard that before when Xander was going to open in Limerick, they were measuring that. That was another, but he made it just by a couple inches. I think we're probably okay.
And Thompson Park used to serve alcohol.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard about the entrance thing.
Yeah, there is like 100 feet or something like that.
There's a history there. That's with everything.
There's like 100, I think it was like 100 feet when they were talking in Limerick, but I will check into that.
Yeah.
So it's 50.
I think that's still a lot.
With the libraries and all the ones.
Yeah.
I just checked
the library.
Remember
when we came out there last time? And then it was like noontime.
So what do you think, Dan? Would you call this like a minor site review?
Yes.
Pretty simple plan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get you one of those. Generally, the way it works is you'll work with Dan and you fill out a questionnaire. On a minor plan, it's not that complex. There's some questions that you have to answer. And then we can get the process going. And we'll make sure that your setbacks are right and, you know, the sewer system can accommodate you and all that kind of stuff. But we'll get started on that.
Is there any issues with me being in a butter? Anybody?
Well, you've publicly announced, so if...
I'm just asking before.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do for a...
I mean, I could see if I had a seat in there, my own seat.
With your special bug. I don't know if there's any conflict of interest with...
Because you're not, you have no ownership.
Okay.
You don't have any financial...
All right. No, I just wanted to be sure before I help them with paperwork and stuff.
Make sure you don't.
No discounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Not up front.
Oh, on either side, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody got any other thoughts, questions, comments?
So on the first part of your business plan, I think as long as everything is removed, trash, like coffee grounds going down, it's not good for the septic system right now. So as long as everything is to go and you're not putting anything down the drains, I don't have any issues. The second part of that will be the beer and wine, if you can get licensing and what we look at.
Split them. You get a coffee shop in there a lot quicker than you get a liquor license.
Yeah. We don't really, that's like a plan down the road. We really wanted to get the coffee shop up and running and actually producing the stability of the business to even expand beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we didn't want
to
come in without, we didn't want to come in with a surprise like in, you know, 6 months or a year.
We appreciate that.
And make you think, oh, this is what they wanted all along, you know?
Your limiting factor is going to be seating availability.
We're not gonna like have crowds. It's not gonna be a big old.
You might.
You might. Okay, maybe Brum. Okay.
Bob's got some friends.
Got great people.
Steve's got a you know, new parking for him, Steve.
After hours.
Sure. You'll see the meters going up next week.
Yeah.
Anything?
No.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, and Dan will be in touch with you, and he'll give you the questionnaire and all that kind of stuff.
Wednesday? Are you there Wednesday?
Thursday through Sunday now, with the winter hours.
All right. I'll see you Thursday. I'll bring you all the paperwork.
I own Libby's Antiques as well, so that's the...
Coffee shop. 4 hours for a coffee shop.
It's what?
Thursday through Sunday.
It's not... Well, that was... No, that's... That's
okay, not
here
we go.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
You
have special hours for you.
Special hours for you. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for
letting
me
attend.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Good. So this is a...
Okay to get the paperwork to your mom?
Yes, unless you want to email it, and then you can send it to me.
Sure. Why don't you just write down your email?
They all know I'm a paper person.
Yes.
Les, did you ever look at getting that online?
It's just a matter of getting it out there.
Okay.
We have electronic copies of it. I can give you an electronic copy, and you can email the copy to her. It's just not on the website.
I'll just forward it to mine.
Yep. Okay. Do that, do that.
I'm getting all that somewhere.
Do that.
Thank you.
All right, Nick. Mr. Tessie.
I just wanted to make sure, I don't know what my mom's house is zoned at now. I believe it's residential.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'd like to get it zoned to commercial.
Well, it's not so much the zoning as the use. For example, that whole area down there is it's zoned like Village Central, or I forget what the appropriate name is. It's not commercial or residential. What you do within it, we give you a conditional use permit to do whatever it is that you're gonna.
I plan on selling it.
Oh, well then, you don't need anything from us to sell it. You know, whoever buys it, if they wanna make it a commercial, they can certainly come in and talk with us about it. If the sale is contingent upon it being able to do something, they would need to get a letter from you saying it's okay for us to talk with them about it.
Okay.
Or you could come in with them and talk to us about their plans for the building.
I would think like a shop or something would be good there, not like a bar room or anything.
Well, you're going to have an even tougher sell at a church if you decide to put liquor in there.
Yeah, no,
you're that,
no,
that much closer.
No, Xander talked to me all about that, so, you know.
But as far as selling, we don't need to do anything prior to that unless you want us to restrict the use somehow.
No, it's probably good to leave it open, you know, right now.
If any potential buyer has a question about can it be retail, the answer is yes, it can be, because you're surrounded by retail businesses
well. Yeah, okay.
So.
Cool. Yeah, great. Good.
Other than that, we're good. You let us know what we can do for you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Da, 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 da. All right, that's that one.
It's like, where'd your dad? I'm like, do you want to come leave your kid here?
Yeah, it's filling in for me.
Yeah, I was like.
So tell me something. On both of those last two issues, parking.
Well, that's something that has to be considered. That's something that has to be considered.
Well, it's such as her doing coffee.
The coffee's not an issue.
Right.
Because she's all takeout.
Yeah, his is an issue. There's no parking.
Yeah, but if she puts, when she comes back with her bar request.
Right.
That's a different ballgame.
I think she's going to have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
But the coffee shop I get, but.
She'd be better go with us.
But I've already warned her about the septic. I think, it's a numbers thing.
Yeah.
I think it was only up to 20, and they'd be looking at 40. So,
yeah.
I mean, do we waive it? Or, you know, it's a hard sell because you want to be pro-business, but until we get our septic fixed.
Oh, true.
Well, septic and parking. You know,
unless they
want to
be on the Krista's bill as far as, like, paying for the pumping, you know, then that becomes a whole other issue. So,
all right.
But you look at Chassis property.
There's no parking. Was there room for one or two cars?
And there's no parking on the street there.
None.
Right.
Of course, you could do the lawn, which has happened on occasion.
Yeah.
No,
Bob solved that
leave
problem.
Those cars. They don't park. They just leave them. There's a difference.
Right. But that's going to be a real conundrum, shall we say.
Can I help you, young lady?
If you have a problem, do you come here?
No. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
Usually you call the office first.
What we work with mostly is it's called zoning, where certain businesses can go into certain areas, and they have certain rules that have to apply to them. So that's what we try and do is help people through the maze of rules to get to where they want to be.
Great question.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes we have to say no. But wherever we can, we'd sure like to help people do what they want to do. Okay? You good?
What are you thinking about?
Yeah, what are you opening?
Yeah.
We could use a pet store. We don't have enough pets.
Even just a place to go pat pets. I just lost
I
just lost my dog. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh no.
Bummer.
Christmas Eve.
Oh,
right out. It's like, come.
Oh,
You know how to throw
of course, first thing out of the kid's mouth, they're like, can we go look at a puppy?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve.
It's heartless. Jesus.
Yep. We're tired of that dog.
Tell yourself about yourself.
Yeah, I know.
So where is 1167 Secaucus Trail? That's close.
That's Kim Printy's address.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of the last houses in
Cleveland. It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. I think the problem is it's a shared driveway. The entrance to the driveway is shared. So I think he just looked at the wrong mailbox is what happened. But
okay.
He ought to know what his address is before he goes too far down this path.
But he started this process a couple times because he was over on Spur Road and then he just dropped it. And then, anyways, but he sold Spur Road.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to move to Florida or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
Who knows?
All right, so let's do normal stuff. We got him and him and him. Good. All right, let's do normal stuff. What do we got here? Meetings. 12:04. Minutes of the meetings. Right?
Yep. Meetings. December 4th,
2023. Yeah. So have...
Which we already looked at the last...
There wasn't a last. It would have been 12:18 and we didn't have a meeting.
Oh, that's right, too.
So that's why we got to do it. I didn't hit that in it. I lost my...
It's been so long, I don't remember anymore.
It has been a while.
Yep, it has.
Bear with me.
Yeah, that was last year.
It was.
Did you lose it?
I did, yeah. Oh, you know, I threw them away.
Why'd you do that?
Because I already gave you my comment on the thing.
Okay.
Anybody got any changes in the 12:04 minutes?
I don't remember.
Les had a few.
Always.
Of course.
Sorry. Okay. Tell them the changes. See if they agree.
Okay. Under old business, instead of land use, it was change use permit. And for our meeting for the 2023, it should be 2024. And then Michaela Jordan, she's with the SMPDC. Those were the three changes.
Sounds good.
So, everybody happy? Mm-hmm. Everybody like them? Okay. How about I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes with changes as to...
So moved.
Come on, somebody. Any discussion required? No. Those in favor? Done. Okay. So you can do that now.
Some of the people were asking about this and we weren't here for our last meeting.
Oh, sure. Okay, so what happens is Nancy was on one of those Zoom meetings last month. They were trying, I'm not even sure what they were trying to do.
I don't think they did.
Well.
Because the people who were there, other than myself, were professional people like city planners. And there were only five people on there plus them. And they wanted to answer questions. And the city planners wanted the ADU rulings explained to them. So you had this disjoint between...
Okay.
What the people who came to the Zoom meeting wanted versus what they felt they were capable of doing. They did not want a review, and they only wanted to answer specific questions when it didn't work. So probably 15 minutes into it, I was the last minute standing. And so we had a conversation, and I said to them, I don't understand why there isn't some type of a presentation to towns. I said, we've got a valley where there are five towns, and why aren't you going around the state and holding meetings to help people understand this? And I didn't expect them to do anything. Evidently, they listened or probably talked to other people, and probably those city planners went back and said, you're not meeting our needs. We need more details about how it's going to affect what we're trying to do in our towns. And the city planner from Sanford was pretty vocal about why, you know, basically I think she told him, you wasted my time, because I did not come out with anything tangible that could help me deal with the issues in Sanford. And the other one of the other ladies was from a company in Portland, was somewhere in the Portland area, who wanted to work with towns on this. And so anyway, so I was surprised when I saw that they were literally going to do something here. I'm glad they are.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the 18th?
The library?
25th, 2 to 4. I think it's going to be a mess.
It will be.
The more
information
you have to wander through this this maze, the better off you're going to be. Did that LD information go out to everybody?
That you sent me today?
Yeah.
No, that's the next thing on the list.
Crazy day.
Yeah.
Calls from Augusta.
So anyway, this thing on the 24th, was that the date?
25th.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're available, it's like a Thursday afternoon or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're available, you know, it might be worth your while. If not, don't sweat it.
What time?
Two to four.
Where is it going to be?
Bonnie, the library.
Library.
And
25th of this month, right?
Yes.
January.
Yeah. If we haven't, and she may have sent out invitations. You check with her before you do. If we haven't sent invitations out to the other towns in the valley, that's going to happen tomorrow.
Good.
So that they get an opportunity
yeah.
to,
yeah.
Yep. If they have questions, they can come over just to fill the room.
Oh, I think it's good.
Yeah. We'll see how it works.
Sometimes a full room can be bad, though.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, the Brownfield one was.
Yeah, that got a little
not
out,
particularly good.
That got a little out of control.
Not my meeting. I didn't call it.
Yeah. And I think the closer we get to July, the shorter tempers are going to get.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's getting a little heated over there.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else on my. Normal stuff. Do you?
Nope.
Okay.
I think we,
okay. All right, Nancy, now you're up.
Got it all.
So I should have brought my computer so I could have read it. But it's LD602, right? If I get the right number, because I didn't put it on that I sent to you.
I don't know.
I get an email from Southern Maine about a bill that's coming before the legislature tomorrow. And it was very often things come very quickly in Augusta. And so Southern Maine is going up to testify. And one of their concerns was, if you go in and look at LD 602, what it does is it's talking about expanding the resources that are available for small towns and large towns dealing
so
with the ADU.
With that and 203, LD 2003? Or is this
2003
just...
2003 is gone.
Gone, okay.
That's already passed into law.
All right.
This is a new one. And Angel, if you've got, you just look at 602, LD 602, if you can on your, or whoever's got it. I didn't bring my computer, so I can't do
I
it.
I don't know that anybody
this
has
one
here.
The one that we're going to be talking about during our workshop?
No.
Okay.
This is going to be presented tomorrow. And what Southern Maine sent an email to, evidently only to me, and what they wanted to know is if we would either go up and testify or if we'd send written testimony. Well, I've done as much as I want to do in front of legislative committees. And so what I did was I came up with just a very brief thing that we could send in support of them. And so if you read what's fair, it's pretty innocuous, but it just says, fund it. If you're going to do it, fund it. So
So these are, this is your wording?
This is, well, this is my wording.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
This is in response to their request for us to either go up and testify or to send written testimony. And so I just did a rough draft and thought, okay, we'll talk about it tonight. If you guys want to do it, we can either go with this, we can modify it, we can do whatever you want to do.
What's the timing on?
It's tomorrow afternoon.
Jesus.
Is the legislative hearing.
Okay.
Now, Paul Schumacher, you know Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's going up and testify.
Okay.
But this is the way I look at it, is they asked if we would do a letter of support. Southern Maine Regional is one of our resources, our big resources. And I'm just checking the books.
Yep.
This is in support of what they want, and they're right. If they're going to be mandated to do work, the funding should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens more than it should is they will pass something and then they don't fund it. So then you get into this ridiculous mess of, you know, Southern Maine can't do it because they have to pay their employees, and then the gossip goes, it's just so ridiculous. So anyway. I don't know. There it is.
So,
whatever.
So, in conclusion.
Yes.
What do you guys think? I mean, like.
Now that I read it, this looks good.
The only problem I have is with short notice timing thing.
Yeah.
It's like. Because clearly, the lawyer's not going to approve this, although I don't know that they need to. All we're doing is
providing
support. I
didn't see anything there that was controversial. I find, and one of the things, for those of you who have attended legislative sessions, oh my word, the reports are ridiculous. When you have people sitting on those committees and they have each person who sends them 10 to 15 more pages, they don't read it. So I like things short, concise, and to the point. And all I think this says is we're supporting the fact that you fund it.
Just because I haven't read it yet, what is LD 602 again?
It's telling, it's providing help for rural communities, and it lists out like four different categories or five different categories. And it's things like, one of the things that you would be interested in was in the mapping, providing more accurate mapping. Providing assistance and planning and providing systems in, I'm trying to think of memory here, and creating housing within your communities. It's this providing, only there's no money.
There's no funding,
There's no funding.
Yeah.
So it's a feel good
that
will have no outcome if you don't put the money with it in order for Southern Maine or Greater Portland Chamber of Commerce, whomever.
So when they vote for these things, does anybody ever bring that up? Before we vote for this, I'd like to know where the funding for this action is going to come from.
I couldn't tell you. I only dealt with education when I was there, and that was frustrating.
From my remote perspective, it sounds like they're doing a lot more of this non-funded mandate kind of stuff. The money that we got to pay for the wording for the, I think that's a part of that whole issue. I think that's part of 603.
Notice how much later that came.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they hit the wall as far as telling us all we had to do the ADUs. The towns all of a sudden realized what it was going to cost. So there was a big uproar in Augusta. So what happens? You have a grant for $10,000 or $5,000, depending upon your population and other things, but.
So what do you want to do with this? I want to keep you clean on
this. I would just like to send it to the legislative committee. We're just a voice. We're not,
it's pretty straightforward.
Is there anything in there that I shouldn't have said?
No, I think it's all true.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Direct, like you said.
Yeah.
Bigger print.
But now I would just send it to the legislative committee, and
so if we vote on this thing tonight,
It can go out.
Can you?
I can do it.
You're going to send it back to Paul?
I can send it to Paul, and they also sent us a link. Why aren't they sending you things?
I don't know.
I got to talk to her.
Because I...
It was Regan that sent it.
Huh, yeah. I don't know...
I know I'm the liaison, but I should not be the only person who
and I told, and I think we had the conversation, yeah. And you told them to make me an alternate as well. Yeah. So I get
know.
None of this stuff.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Not that I'm complaining.
Right.
So, all right.
Okay, so. So. I would entertain a motion to send this on in support of Southern Maine Planning and Development.
Second.
So moved,
sorry.
There we go. Now we need a second. Nancy's going to second
it. And thank you, Nancy.
Yeah. Well, she'll be much happier when she comes to our workshop next week.
yeah. There's a little method in this. All those in favor? As is, right? Great. Send that out. Thank you very much for taking this on. Okay, do we have anything else we need to talk about? Let me see here.
Next week is the
changes to the land use ordinance. That's all we're going to talk about at the next workshop. Changes to the land use ordinance. The woman's coming in. She was the one that was supposed to be here on the 18th to go over it with us and answer any of our questions and that kind of stuff. So.
That's Monday?
And that's next Monday.
Okay. Oh, isn't that a holiday?
It depends. It's a non-celebrated national holiday. Banks are open and things like that.
Banks are open?
I think so, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When did you get the day?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, school's closed?
Just take it and run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't ever question a day.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a meeting next Monday.
Okay.
How are they or not?
5:30,
yeah.
All right, that's the regular time.
That's the new time, 5:30. And he shows up late.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's
all
right. We're all here. Yeah. Perfect, an hour early.
All right, do we have anything else that we need to talk about? Do you have any questions for us?
Okay. Are you sure? There's got to be something.
Okay.
Chance of a lifetime.
Did you have school today?
Yeah.
All right.
So that being that, I would entertain a motion to end the meeting.
So seconded.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
All
done.
In favor? Meeting ends at
6:09.
Boy,
that went
off. With all the people here, I thought it was.